Finish your year with your dream kitchen with help from Menards. Clearview Cabinetry offers a selection of finishes made with the finest materials and built to withstand life's sticky messes. They provide features like soft close doors and drawers and cabinet accessories to match your unique style. Don't wait to finish your projects. Save big money on Clearview Cabinets and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
I'm Sean.
And I'm Mike. And you're listening to
Sean and Mike Take a Hike.
Welcome to another episode of Sean and Mike Take a Hike. What do you want to talk about today, Sean?
Today, I would like to talk about journaling, which sounds nerdy. I am well aware. But the topic came up kind of for two reasons. One, we are starting to look ahead to 2025 now that we're in the year of our Lord 2025. We're in the middle of the winter. We are trying to have something to look forward to, like we talked about in our mental health episode. So we are getting to the point where we are starting to look forward to, like, what are we going to do this year, right?
Right.
In conjunction or in addition to that, I got a super cool gift from my work wife for Christmas.
I'm a little jealous.
Kind of sparked me to think about this topic at all. And full disclosure, I don't think we've done a superb job of journaling our trips.
No.
For the last couple of years. I feel like we should have done a better job. So I am officially giving the advice to new people. If you are starting your hiking, backpacking journey in life, start journaling from day one.
Yeah.
You will be so glad that you did.
Yep.
But yeah, so I thought we could talk about journaling, like what to journal, what to keep track of, what to make note of, how to go about it, that sort of stuff. I thought we could roll all of that into today's conversation.
Okay. So, I mean, when we first started, I didn't have an idea of, like, I've never been a journaler. I've never, like, kept a diary or a journal or anything like that.
Me neither.
I don't like tally my day at the end of, you know, every day or whatever. When we did first start doing this, though, I am a spreadsheet nerd. So I created a spreadsheet of the trails that we were doing, the mileage and all that kind of stuff. And then it's kind of spiraled. I haven't updated it in a little while, but I have all of our trips marked down or written and saved. So I can easily go back and add to this spreadsheet, but it keeps track of, like, how many miles were on the North Country Trail? How many were on the Manistee River Trail? How many were on this? So I have my own way of journaling without – it's just keeping, like, where, when, and what trail and what mile markers. It's not keeping track of the weather, the you know, what were the conditions like, what, you know, all that kind of stuff. What mood was I in? All of that kind of stuff. I really think that coming down to it, I wish we would have been keeping track of a few more of those details
Okay, and that's kind of where I'm coming to it from. Yeah. Like, I like our spreadsheet, don't get me wrong, and like, right. I'm super happy that you have kept track of that part of what we have done. Now that we are a little more experienced, I really wish we would have kept better track of other things other than just mileage. Like, when we right. started, mileage was really our thing.
Right.
And we wanted to make sure we were keeping track of, like, these are the mile markers of this trail that we have done so that we didn't redo those miles.
Yeah, not necessarily that redoing miles is a bad thing. It's just we are more of the mindset of we want to see new things and do new things.
Correct. Right. So. And I'm not saying that we have done anything wrong. I just think we maybe should have kept track of a few more things than we yeah. did. So, like, just as a piece of advice for new hikers or new backpackers, like, if you are just getting into it, this is more of a reflection on, I wish I would have done this, not right. so much we did this and this is what we're recommending, but more of like a, we fucked up. Like, do this. Don't screw up the same way that we screwed right. up. Like, really keep track of some of this stuff. Because now that we're in it a bit, there's some stuff I wish that we had logged from those first few trips so that I could remember. Because, like, I'm already forgetting. Mm-hmm. Where were we when this happened? Or what did we do? What happened? Why did we wind up in this situation or whatever? And we don't have a log of that for right. us to look back on. At the time, you think, well, I'm always going to remember this. I'm never going to forget it. And it's like, okay, yeah, I do remember that thing. I don't remember the surrounding situation of that thing or when exactly. was it or what led up to it. That's the part that my brain is not remembering.
Right. And I mean, it's just nice to be able to go back. I mean, everybody has, well, not everybody. Those of us that are in a little bit of the older crowd have the shoebox full of old photos. They're not just right. on your phone. So, like, you open that up every once in a while, you just kind of thumb through some of these pictures. And you're like, oh man, it's like just put you right back in that situation and everything. It would That's be nice funny. To.
Do like, all of us have our pictures in shoeboxes? Like, is that where everybody's pictures are? Because I totally have a shoebox full of pictures.
Our parents' generation did albums, we did shoeboxes, and now they're on phones.
Yeah, right.
We had to wait 2 weeks for them to develop them at a store. But yeah, so I don't know, it's just like that nostalgia. Like, it just kind of takes you back to, like, right to that experience, right to that place of like, oh yeah, I do remember that. Like, I really wish we had more of that, especially for our first trip.
Yeah. So let's talk about first, like, before we talk about what you're journaling, let's talk about methods to journal. So okay. you and I have a spreadsheet because you and I are technology nerds, and we've made right. no bones about that in any of our episodes. So, like, we have a shared online spreadsheet that we keep track of. We keep track of way too much stuff, like just everything in our personal lives. Mike and I, if there's coordination that is between Mike and I, we have an online spreadsheet that we yep. share.
Yep.
We coordinate things through because we are nerds. But that is totally an option. So, like, one of yep. your options is whether it's like an iCloud spreadsheet, whether it's a Google Doc, whether it's like just mm-hmm. an Excel spreadsheet that you're sharing with a friend, or if you're just doing it on your own, like, you maybe it's just for your own personal stuff. So you've got your own personal spreadsheet or whatever. Totally an option.
Absolutely.
You can do like the old school way, pen and paper, you know, yep. like 3-ring bound notebook, college rule, keep track of it on paper. Totally an option. The thing that I now have in my life that prompted this conversation, or one of the things that prompted this conversation, is I got a gift, like I said, from my work wife. She got me an actual hiker's journal, which is a bound book with a place to record all of your hiking related things. Like mm-hmm. it's a specific bound journal with like pre-printed things inside it, which we'll get to in a minute. So like that's an option. If none of those sound like your cup of tea, there are a myriad of apps that you can get on your phone or your tablet or your Kindle or whatever that will do basically the same things, but in digital form for you. So those are kind of like your things, right? Like that's the ways that you can do it. I'm not going to say one's better than the other. I mean, do you, Mike, have a personal, you like spreadsheets. You're a spreadsheet guy in your daily life.
I like spreadsheets, but like the hiking journal that your work wife got you, I really like the concept of that because I think the reason why I've never really journaled in my entire life is because I don't know what to put. And that journal has a list of things, and it's just like, okay, it's like filling out like a little worksheet or whatever. It's like, okay, this is the date, this is the location, this is, you know, where we did, how many miles, like all that kind of stuff. It kind of like guides you with what to put. Then it has an open forum thing on the back or whatever, so you can just write whatever you're feeling, but like it at least gives you a starting point of like what to do. And so I really enjoyed that about the prefab things. I've never been like a creative writer or any of that kind of thing. So like when it's just that people are just like, just go write. It's like about what?
what this reminds me of, like, this is a larger, like physical size, larger than what I'm used to. But what it really reminds me of is, so like in my daily life, I for years worked in network construction. Mm-hmm. And one of the things they teach you in network construction as an employee is to keep a daily log of like, this is your footage. This was the weather. This is what you did that day. This was something weird that happened, just as a like cover your own ass. If a boss ever comes and asks you like, oh, where were you last Tuesday? What did you do? You can go back to your like daily log book and be like, okay, well last Tuesday, yeah, that was the day that it was 62 and raining. And yeah, we only did, you know, a half a mile of underground or whatever, but this is why, and yada, yada, yada. So this like hiking journal that I got really reminds me of a daily log that you would keep in the construction industry. I imagine other industries do it too, but that's what it reminds me of, like from something from real life, you know, similar sort of thing. But yeah, I mean, just as a way to, you forget. I mean, it's so crazy how fast you forget things. And even though this like printed one doesn't specifically have spots for it, like some of the things that I wish that you and I had kept track of were to the point now where we're like getting new gear and things like that.
Oh, true. Yeah, I didn't think about
I wish we had kept a log of like, I tried this brand and I liked it for XYZ reasons.
Right.
Or my whatever broke on this trip and I would or wouldn't buy it again because ABC happened with it. You know?
Or I remedied that.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
That break by doing this, like, you know, exactly. Whatever. Yeah.
Or you mentioned before one of the brands that you worked with, you had something that broke out on the trail. When you got back to civilization, you got a hold of their customer service. They sent you a new whatever piece.
Yep.
No questions asked, super easy, would get them again.
Absolutely. Yep.
Okay. So now here it is. I'm going to pretend like it's a year later. I don't remember exactly when that happened. A year later, I remember you telling me that story. Could not tell you what brand that was or what piece of gear that was that happened to you.
Yeah.
Like, I remember you being super happy with the interaction that you had with their customer service. I don't know what it was or what brand or whatever. Like, I feel like that is good stuff. We should be logging that. Because, like, 10 Absolutely. Years from now, if we haven't bought anything else from that brand and we're looking for a new sleeping bag or a new tent or a new Yep. pad or whatever, if it's between option A and option B, and option B, we can look back in our notes and be like, well, that was the one. Option B is the same brand as that company I dealt with 10 years ago, and their customer service was awesome. Well, I'm buying option B then.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%. That's an amazing idea to have to keep track of. You know, that's an easy, I mean, back to my spreadsheets, that's an easy new column to add. Nerd.
It is an easy new column to add, but it's a column that we don't have, and it's not something we've been tracking.
Right.
So, like, as yep. this is what I'm saying. I'm recommending, like, don't do as we did, do as we recommend. In this
do
situation.
As we
like,
regret.
Right. Like, I'm saying to, if you are new, these are the types of things. Like, if you are going to go on one backpacking trip, that's the only time you're ever going to do it. You're never going to do it again. It's like a one-off experience. Okay, keep a journal yeah. just for your memories, right?
Right.
If you're going to be doing this for the next 10, 15, 20, 50 years, maybe keep track of some of these things because it really will come back to... It might make a difference in your gear picks or
yep.
even... Okay, so let's say maybe not even gear picks. Let's say you're keeping track of like... Mike and I went and we did the Manistee River Trail and we loved the trail because it was all hard packed dirt, no sand, and fairly level.
Yep.
And 10 years from now, we're like, Mike and I are still talking about, man, I really loved that Manistee River Trail. Well, now we can look back and say, why did we love that trail so much? Well,
yep.
it was all hard-packed dirt. There was no sand, and it was fairly level. So let's plan another trip that looks like it's going to be same sort of terrain, not a right. lot of ups and downs. That's, you know, you can almost develop that pattern if you have multiple entries like that where it's like, okay, all the ones that we rated 5 stars out of 5 stars or whatever our rating system is, all of the ones we rated 5 stars out of 5 stars say that they were hard-packed dirt and minimal elevation gain.
Yeah.
Those are the ones that we apparently like. Or yeah. or maybe you're the opposite. Maybe you're the ones that's like, oh, I had huge peaks and then super low valleys, and we loved that one. And maybe every time you mark one as a 5 out of 5, maybe it's high peaks and low valleys. You know, where you maybe you are the type of person that likes that elevation gain.
Yeah.
Now you've got a record and you can go back and look at that.
We like to call that bullshit, but...
We like to call it bullshit because it is bullshit because I hate it.
Like, Sean, I was going to say, you kind of gave yourself a teller, like, told everybody a tell of yours when you said it was hard-packed dirt, no sand, and fairly level. Like, that's like Sean's sweet
I know,
spot.
I said it multiple times.
That's Sean's sweet spot on the trail.
It is my sweet spot. I want a nice, wide, groomed trail with no elevation gain.
He wants it to look like people have been out there, but he doesn't want to see anybody out there.
I would like to create the illusion of elevation gain by holding my camera in such a way that makes it look like the mountains
right,
are
right, steep. Okay, gotcha.
That's what I would like. I would like to tell people that we worked really hard for this amazing view when really you could have rolled up and walked a quarter mile.
Right. Yeah, you definitely you sold yourself yeah, out there, buddy. Okay.
All right, fair enough.
Yeah.
I like a little bit of sand. I mean, you know.
A little bit.
A little.
We yeah. got into too I much can... this year.
So anyway, so I kind of went on a little tangent there, but like, those are your methods. Now let's talk about like, what do we recommend people keep track of? What are the things that you, Mike, wish we would have kept track of in this spreadsheet or journal or whatever.
So the one thing that came to mind when you were on your little tangent there was, like, this past trip, it was raining, so I really didn't get to try it, but I'm really hoping I get to try it again in the future. Like, we found some, I've always heard as a scout back in the days and in my adult life doing some outdoorsy, like, tours, that I believe it's white birch. I don't remember if it's white or yellow, but I'm pretty sure what we found in the woods was white birch. And that if you are in a pinch and need a fire starter, white birch will, the just the bark, whether it's wet or dry, will catch on fire. And I tested that, and it worked. Like, I was able to...
The people were right.
The people were right. They weren't just feeding me a bunch of bullshit. I was always just
chalk
like...
Chalk one up for the internet.
Right. I was like... I'm going to try this. Granted, like, it's raining, and, like, we got to a little dry, like, it wasn't raining so bad. I was like, okay, I can find some dry wood. It was all too wet to actually catch fire, but the bark went up, no problem. So I was like, okay, like, I would like to start an actual fire with it, just using that as the fire starting method. But, like, I would like to, like, note that, like, okay, on this day, like, I tried something new. I went out of my comfort zone of like, hey, we've got a fire starter in our backpack. in a pinch, like if you run out of fire starter or your fire starter is soaked and won't light, there's options out there, you know, like, and I tried it. So I was happy about that.
Okay. So bringing it back to journaling.
Well, I'm going to say, I wish I would have journaled that. It's in my mind, but I'll forget that next year.
Okay. So would you say... What I am hearing you say, let me put it that way. What I am hearing you say is that's like a fun personal story that you wanted to share about that trip.
I could have said that.
That you want to remember.
Yeah, I could have said it that way. Which, yeah.
So, I mean, like, well, so like you're talking about things, so you would incorporate things like, I'm going to take from my personal experience. So in that same category, I went and stripped down to my skivvies and jumped in Lake Superior.
And immediately got a leg cramp.
And thought I was going to have to call the lifeguard, which was not on duty. But that sort of stuff, right? Like, personal, yes. Like, these are things, or we were on one... I'm trying to remember. This was our last most recent one where we were on, I believe it was the North Country Trail. Mm-hmm. We came across that giant tree that was like the biggest tree in, see, now I'm forgetting. I wish I had it journaled down because I don't remember.
I don't remember
if it was like the biggest or oldest tree in Tequamanon National Park.
Or in Michigan, or it like whatever,
or something, right?
Yeah,
and I don't have it written down, so I'm not going to be able to remember. I have a picture of it somewhere, and I took a picture of the plaque, so I can go back and look at it. But I would incorporate all of those things into that story that you're talking about. Like, so you're saying, like, okay, this is something from my childhood that I had always heard.
Yeah,
turns out I got a chance in real life to try it on such and such date, and this is where I was when I tried it, and it worked.
Right.
I think all that stuff would be super great to write down. Like, just from a truly, in the purest sense of it, journaling sense, you're not going to remember forever. Even though you're going to think to yourself, I'm never going to forget this. This was great, or this was awful, or this was this, or this was that, and I'm never going to forget this. You're not going to forget the big picture of it, probably, but the, like, details you want to remember...
Absolutely.
You're going to forget. Yeah, 100%. I totally agree.
Yeah, that, I was just trying to come up with something, like, other than, like, the date. You know, like, obviously, you're gonna want to keep track of your date, your location, the weather, how many miles, those types of things that are going to be in there. But, like, something that, like, I guess something that's going to, like, bring you back to that moment is, like, one of those, like, personal stories, one of those little additives that's going to do it for you.
Well, and honestly, I mean, not to gloss over either, like your date, time, distance, weather. Like, I know we're kind of glossing over that sort of stuff, but
it's important.
I feel like that's important stuff to put. Like, eventually, I'm going to want to remember, like, I might remember, you know, this last trip, which we keep shitting on because it rained for 2 days and it was freezing cold. Like, you and I keep shitting on
that. But it's an experience.
It is an experience, and I'm never going to forget that time that you and I went hiking, and it was 50 degrees and rained for 2 days, and we thought it was going to be the middle of August, so we thought it was going to be 80 degrees outside, and it was going to be nice and warm, and we were going to have a great time, and we packed tank tops and short shorts, not literally, but
right.
I'm never going to forget that that happened. I am going to forget probably where we were, what year mm-hmm. that happened.
Yep.
Like, what was the situation around that? And, like, what, how did right. we get out of it? And did we quit that time or did we finish it? Like, some of that right. stuff, those details are going to be lost to time. And I, maybe while it's.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA cleared and CE marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Kind of fresh in my memory. Maybe I should write it in this new journal.
I was just going to say, we should probably make an attempt to get together and actually put some of our trips in there. Just so it's in there.
And we'll I'll have to maybe like notate it like this was put in retroactively and then just continue from there.
Not to make your gift mine too, but
in all fairness, when she gave it to me, she said this is for you and Mike when you go on hikes.
Okay.
So I guess let me read down the list. This is, you know, this is made by not a sponsor, a company called Journals Unlimited, apparently from Bay City, Michigan.
No shit.
That's what it says at the bottom. So shout out to them. Love your book. Not a sponsor. But so let me just read down what it has on their
love your little city.
Cheat sheet. Right. So this has got city and state, date, who you hiked with. Which I think is a good one to put down. Mm-hmm. Like, you and I typically hike with each other, but we've already been in talks about incorporating other people into
right.
our little hiking group. So I feel like that would be a good one to write down. It's also got location. So I think instead of just city and state, that would be like your
Manistee River Trail or North Country Trail
or North Country Trail or whatever. Or
Tequamanon River area, whatever. Yeah.
And then it's got route/trails, so I would assume in there you'd put things like we took the North Loop
right.
to, you know, the Blue Line or whatever, you know.
Yep.
Then it does have a spot for weather. It's got trip duration. I assume that means time, but it could also mean distance. Then it's got multiple lines where you can put altitudes, elevations, conditions, etc. Hard packed dirt, not a lot of elevation gain, minimal sand.
Right, there it is.
Then this is one line that I super like. It's got multiple lines where you can put sightings and terrain. And then it's got in parentheses suggestions, wildlife, nature, scenic views, etc.
Isn't it all nature?
It's all nature.
Okay.
I don't think that's what it means. I think it means like I saw a birch tree.
Okay.
You know, I was out in nature. There was a cactus. There was a scorpion or whatever. But, you know, we've talked about before how we stop during our hikes for, you know, you come to this scenic overlook, or you're walking along, you know, when we were up in, where were we? Pictured Rocks National Lakeshore, and we went to, we stopped, and I think we took our packs off even and did a little detour up to Log Slide. Is it Log Slide? Is that what that was called?
Yep.
That was super cool. Like, I am super pumped that we took that minor detour up to that and hung out and watched that.
I'm also more pumped that we both had it in our mind to not go down the Log Slide.
I know, I kind of really wanted to go down. The sign said don't, because it was very hard to get back up.
Said something like it takes 30 seconds to get down, it takes upwards of 4 hours to get back up.
Yeah.
Something like that. Yeah.
So I have been to that separately from when you and I hiked to it. I was up in the UP for work and took a little detour to have a lunch break because I was in the area and went there. And I talked to some people that had just finished hiking up it, red in the face, panting. Never again, I believe, was the comment that I got.
But it's a story.
Okay, so back to journaling.
Yep, sorry.
So then the next thing that's on this little book that I've got is gear, comma, food and beverages. So I think it's wanting you to, like, outline, you know, what kind of gear did you have? What did you eat and drink?
That's I think that's – you brought that up earlier, and I'm still kind of – my mind's just kind of there. It's like, what a wonderful idea. What a great idea is just, like, keeping tabs on, like – either A, what gear you had, but like how it performed and what you liked and didn't like and all that stuff. That's such a good idea. I never thought of that.
Okay, but even take it one step further and in kind of the totally opposite direction, you and I have made no secret about the fact that you and I like to take booze when we go out onto the trail.
Yeah.
We probably should be keeping better track of like what booze worked good at room temperature and what booze didn't work good at room temperature.
Yeah.
Drink responsibly, everybody. Don't do it. Don't get yourself into dangerous territory. But, you know, if you're going to take booze,
make a note of which ones
you liked and which ones you didn't.
Right. Yeah, that's a valid point, too, because we've always said we're going to keep a – I think I do have a spreadsheet on that. I don't think it's –
I have a spreadsheet. Right. We have a spreadsheet, but we don't keep up on it.
It's true. That's very true. Yeah.
We don't. I mean, it was a great idea when we started.
I was probably drinking when I started it.
Probably. Well, yeah. I mean, true. The next line in here is physically and emotionally, I felt. Which kind of goes back to our previous episode about, you know, mental health aspects of or benefits of hiking. I think that's a great one to put. I think,
absolutely.
Especially, you know, not to keep poo-pooing on the hiking in the rain, but certainly when we were hiking in the rain, my answer to that would be different than when it was like 75 and sunny.
Absolutely. Now, and I think maybe while we were hiking in the rain, I might have uttered those words never again. Right. I mean, to be completely honest, now looking back on it, I think I just need to make some gear choice changes.
Like, I mean, to be transparent with the listener, when Mike and I were hiking in the rain multiple times, we had to talk each other out of quitting.
Yeah.
And calling for a ride.
Yeah, because there was a road like 100 yards from us.
Yeah. Yeah. we were so soaked that we crossed a road at one point. People slammed on their brakes. Very nice people from the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. Slammed on their brakes and backed up, rolled down the window and asked if we needed assistance, because I can only imagine
how drowned
we were. Soaked through and through in the middle of August in 50 degree weather, which I agree, 50 degree is not like terrible. I'm not saying that 50 degree is the worst weather you can have. I mean, especially it was what, like a high of 12 today or some nonsense. So I get it. 50 degrees is not the worst, but when you are soaked to the bone and you planned your trip, assuming it would be in the 70s and 80s, 50 degrees is hard.
Right. I mean, a small caveat to that is that it did say it was going to rain. We did plan for rain. When we left, it said it was going to rain, I think, for half an hour.
I thought it was like an hour.
And then it was like going to be all sunshine and rainbows. And then it turned into just 2 days of rain. And then the last day was finally sunny and we're drying out. But
yeah, but the first day was gorgeous. The first day was like perfect hiking weather.
Oh yeah.
And we set off and it's like, oh, this is going to be the best trip. Anyway, that's getting a little off topic. But so, and then the last line in here is overall rating for your trip. So,
4 stars. So those are the suggestions. Would recommend.
Right. Would recommend. Right. Exactly. But so those are the things in the actual printed journal I have. I think they're all great.
That's perfect because it even incorporates the gear thing. And
yeah,
like I said, I've never been a creative writer. I've never really put any forethought of like, how would I want to write this down to remember it in the future? Because like I'm that dumbass kid in school is just like, it was fun. I liked it. That's all I'm going to do.
Right.
Like, and
right.
But like that gives you kind of like a little bit of a guide. And then to incorporate the gear thing, the nerd is coming out in me and just be like, I've got the Alps Mountaineering Coda 1, no leaks. It rained for 2 days. Like,
okay, but the no leaks thing, like, I think that's legit. I think we should be notating stuff like that.
Yeah. Your tent pole broke. So like, what did we do to remedy that? Like we had some duct tape and in a stick or whatever, and that worked fine. Like, okay, these are things to know in the future that it works and you can do it, and also to remember in the future, like 20 or 30 years down the road, like, oh yeah, like freaking tent pole broke.
Well, or even 20 to 30 years down the road, you know, like I don't assume you and I are gonna stop doing this anytime soon. You know, when we started out, it was like we're going to do this one time and see how it goes.
Yeah,
that's how we started out. And I would assume a lot of people start out that way, where it's you're not necessarily committing to a 30-year hobby, right? You're going to say like, let me go try this one time and see how it goes. Maybe you have a good experience that first time, so you do it again. Well, now suddenly you're Mike and Sean and we're 5 years in and we didn't keep track of all this sort of stuff that I wish we would have kept track of.
Yeah.
But, okay, so then fast forward another 15 years from now or 20 years from now, it might be funny to have some stuff written down to look back and be like, oh, can you imagine we started out with single-person tents?
Or,
like, we started out with that camp stove. Like, oh, my gosh, we were such amateurs. You know, like, that sort of stuff might be fun to have written down somewhere.
Right, where we're raving and, like, we rave about, like, most of our gear these days. Like, we have some that we're just like, eh. But most of it is just like, I actually love this and the weight and like all that kind of stuff. But
even the dehydrated meals we take, like full disclosure, Mike and I have not tried every brand of dehydrated food or backpacking meal that's out there. And we sit here and rant and rave about like, Mike likes Mountain House and I like Backpacker's Pantry. And that's like where our comfort zone is. There might be people, we might come across a brand that's like, oh my God, this is like gourmet food.
Right.
I would never go back to that. Sorry if you're listening, Backpacker's Pantry or
Mountain House. Right.
I'm never going back to that shit again.
Right.
You know, like it would be funny to know that stuff, to be able to look at it and like, you know, just reminisce.
To this day, like, I don't know, I still like me some Mountain House creamy macaroni and cheese. Like,
you like your mac and cheese and you like your biscuits and gravy.
Yep. And my chicken Alfredo.
And your chicken Alfredo. Mike is a very predictable.
Oh, yeah. Hey, but it works.
Well, that's the thing. We'll get what you like.
Yep.
Why deviate from it if you're going to be out there miserable?
Not miserable. I'm just hungry.
Well, no. I mean, like, if you got, let's pretend you got one that you didn't like.
Right. Yeah.
You know, why deviate from the ones that you know you like when you could get one that you don't know if you like and now you're going hungry?
Well, and people may not have listened to like the first episodes about the food and all that stuff. I'm just a meat and potatoes, no veggies, like very picky eater. So if you have kids or you know a child, if they're at the age of like 6 to 8 years old, like that's my diet. Nuggets and macaroni and cheese. Perfect. So that's if I can find something that's if there was a thing that was just like plain rice or like a seasoned rice without any veggies in it and some steak, like Mountain House, if you're listening, make something like that. So, but
they might make something like that. There might be a different brand that makes.
There might be a different brand that makes something. I mean, realistically, I am not the norm. Most people will tolerate some veggies or whatever. So they'll throw some carrots or some celery or whatever in their green crap that I don't know what it's called. And most people are okay with that. Turns out I am not so much. So I'm not going to ask them to cater to me specifically unless they want to. I could create some child-friendly dishes with Mountain House or whoever. So contact me at SeanMikeHike.com.
Shameless self-promotion.
Right. I am willing to put myself out there for a cause.
Right. So, and I guess another way you could journal too. So this is kind of a way that Mike and I are currently journaling. I don't love this way, but like, this is another way. There's, have you ever heard of like photo journaling?
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things you can do, like with this, like printed out journal that I have, one of the tips that I read online when I was reading about like actually journaling your hiking, one of the tips that the quote unquote, the internet recommends you do if you're actually doing like the printed book version of journaling is they're like, get some photos from your trip, actually print it out and paste them into your book, or actually like clip on a map of your trip or clip on something like that. Keep that in the book with your stuff. So that is an option. Or
that's almost like turning it into like a journaling slash scrapbook.
Almost like a scrapbook. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Almost like scrapbooking.
Yep.
However, another way you can do it, same sort of concept, but like you can just, so again, we all take our phones with us everywhere because everybody on the planet is addicted to your smartphone. One of the ways that you can record things is just taking a photo journal of your trip. Now, what I don't like about just photo journaling and like digital photo journaling, yes, it tells us where we were. You and I, Mike, we were talking about like, you know, I can't remember, you know, 20 years from now, am I going to remember where I was when it was raining?
Right.
It turns out I can look back into my iCloud photos and be like, okay, this was our hiking trip and we're wearing rain gear.
And everything's wet.
Everything's wet. This must be the trip. But it doesn't really let you add notes in there along with it. So yeah, you've got pictures of all your stuff, but it doesn't let you in the current phone situation that I've got going on right now.
Right.
Doesn't really let you, okay, yeah, you took a picture and yeah, you can remember it, but like, I don't have a way to add notes to it.
There's no notes. There's no caption. There's no,
I don't have a way to say like, okay, see this rain jacket in this photo. This rain jacket sucks. Never buy this brand again.
Right.
You know what I mean? So like all the more reason again to keep, I understand people take photos with their phone and I think that that's going to help them remember things forever. And it does, don't get me wrong, but it doesn't tell you the whole story. Right. So I am not personally putting my stamp of recommendation on doing just taking pictures as your way to remember all the details about your trip. Right. I don't think it provides the full story.
Right. Yeah. Just a picture or just, I mean, really the combo of the two works. I think the description or the physical, like, verbal journaling is the better way to go if you're only going to do one, or you could, you know, do your verbal, whatever, write down journaling, and then you could say, see photos in whatever from these
sure.
dates.
Sure, yeah, you could do that. Sure, so, I mean, that'd be an option.
But
yeah,
like, so tons of options out there. But
I am excited to start using this like write down journal. I think absolutely. That is going to be the way to go. I think that that will. My only concern, and this is why I'm a freaking tech gadgety guy and love technology, is my concern is, okay, we're going to put everything in this book, and then what if the house burns down? You know, like, it is your...
Well, like, well, I was going to say, also, it's heavy, and you're not going to take it with you, so...
That's a good point. You're absolutely right. I am not going to take it out on the trail with me. Like, it is big and heavy enough that I'm not putting it in my backpack.
Well, I mean, because heaven forbid, like, it's a book. If you have it in your yep. pack and your pack gets soaked or ruined or whatever,
true.
Your yep. book's ruined too. So my idea was, before we started recording this, was take a picture of the page so you know the stuff you want to put in there. Put those notes on your phone. And then take it back and put that in the, I don't know, and then when it's at home, if your house burns down, put it in a fireproof safe, like.
I know. What I actually think I might do is I might use the actual book to be, like, what it's meant to be is an actual book, an actual log of our trip. And then I think when I fill out a page, I'm probably going to take a picture of that page and put it in the cloud.
Yeah.
Just so that I have, like, a backup scanned, quote-unquote, copy of it.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
In the cloud somewhere, just in case. I could always, you know, rewrite it, or I'd have a reference to it.
I mean, they are memories frozen in time, so.
They are memories frozen in time, people. But, yeah, I mean, I guess all of that to say, if I could sum up this conversation, just to reiterate what I said at the beginning of this episode, do as we recommend and not as we have done. Like, I really do, looking over the last 5 years, I wish we had done a better job at keeping track of some of this stuff.
Yeah.
I think we can kind of go back and, like, piecemeal it back together fairly accurately.
I look forward to trying.
But I'm already forgetting stuff. Yeah.
I look forward to trying.
Right.
The gear stuff, we've gone through how many sleeping pads and how many,
exactly.
You know, like, so yeah, most of the gear we know, but some of the gear is going to be a little bit different. So I look forward to going back in that challenge and seeing what we remember. It's better to do it now than 5 years out from now. So
for sure. Right.
Yeah.
Well, and if you don't know, you don't know. So, like, hopefully by us even mentioning this, hopefully this will help somebody that is new to this think it is worthwhile to do from the very beginning, or darn near the very beginning.
Absolutely.
Versus waiting as long as we have waited and then wishing we had.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, this whole episode, I've just kind of been thinking, like, man, I really wish we would have... thought that it was like a thing. Like, I never even thought to, like, keep track of stuff in my everyday life. Like, I just don't think to keep track of shit other than spreadsheets that I do keep track of.
Well, and the things that we kept track of, it's like the nerdy stuff. It's like, oh, we did this mile marker to this mile marker,
right?
It was this many miles, and like that stuff's important, don't get me wrong.
The
like,
percentage of our trips has been on the this percentage is on the North Country Trail, and this percentage, like, I've got pie charts and
I got this pivot table going, and nerd.
I know. Yeah,
but yeah, I mean, so that's what I got. Do you have anything else before we wrap up?
No, I just, like I said, I keep reiterating. If you feel like it's not necessary and you don't think you're gonna enjoy journaling, give it a shot, because I really wish that we would have started it in the past. So, if you have other methods that we haven't mentioned, or like something that works for you too, like how you remember where and when and what gear and all that stuff, let us know. We're happy to hear it.
Or is there like a category that Mike and I haven't thought of that you do journal and has been handy, or you're super glad you did? Because clearly Mike and I had a blind spot to the whole journaling thing to begin with. There are probably things that people journal about regarding backpacking that we haven't even hasn't crossed our minds even.
Oh, so yeah, if
you
sure. got
a category or something that you keep in your journal that we haven't thought of, I am asking you on a personal level, please share so that I can start keeping right. track of right. that.
Right. We're new to this journaling thing. We need ideas and right. and all of them.
So yeah, if you have any of those ideas, you can send those to us in our email, which is seanmikehike@gmail.com, or you can send them to us via social media. We're on all the major socials at seanmikehike or directly on our website, seanmikehike.com. If you've enjoyed this episode or any episode, please share them with a friend. It certainly helps. And until next time,
go take a hike and journal it.
There you go. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you in a couple weeks.
Yep, thanks.